Terry Langston in from the Center for Family Health, Director of Communications. Probably other titles?
Other titles as appropriate.
Many titles at the center. And Kelly Simpson?
Hello.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm good.
Kelly brought the needles today. The immunization coordinator. So what does the immunization coordinator do, Kelly?
I handle all the day-to-day operations of our vaccine program over at the center.
Now, that to me, that's got to be complex.
It can be, especially now with all the COVID vaccines, flu vaccines, on top of all our regular immunizations.
Trying to keep track of all that.
Right.
So I was talking to you out in the hallway. It's busy, right?
It is busy right now.
Uh-huh.
It's busy, Greg, because we are seeing an upsurge in COVID vaccine visits. So, you know, that is keeping us really busy on top of the flu shots as well.
So a lot of shots. Are people still concerned about being tested for COVID?
Yeah, we are seeing testing increase as well. So as you may recall, we are still doing testing at the center. The testing is normally by appointment, but you can do some of the walk-in in our walk-in clinic as well, and we'll still get you tested as well. And then, of course, we're doing the vaccine in the walk-in as well as the flu shots.
So if I walk into the Center for Family Health today, I can get a
You can get them all. You can get them all. We want our community to be safe, so we have opened our walk-in clinic up to all the vaccines as well.
And you have all the shots, Kelly?
We have all the COVID vaccines, and we have flu. So we have the Moderna, the Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson, and then the flu vaccine.
And, of course, we're doing boosters. So we're doing the booster shots as well for COVID, and we are just starting with the 5 to 11-year-olds as well around COVID.
Now, how is that going?
It's going pretty well. Yeah, we just rolled it out, but so far it's going well.
So what? How are parents handling this, or do you hear much, or...?
I think in general, parents are wanting to get their kids vaccinated as well. Mm-hmm. Parents themselves, many of them are vaccinated, so they're wanting to extend this to the entire family. So we're seeing a upsurge both within the school districts that we partner with, JPS and Northwest, and we're also seeing parents come into our walk-in clinic as well.
So who should be getting a flu shot?
Well, you know, the CDC and all health professionals really encourage anyone 6 months and older. So a baby 6 months and older, all the way up till 105.
Okay, and now Kelly just gave me a booster.
Yes.
And a flu shot. Same arm.
Same day.
No issues, right?
No issues. Nope. Same day. You don't have to wait. You can get them. Come in, get your flu and your booster. Or your first dose, if it's your first one. Same day, you don't have to wait in between at all.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you ask him about his age? We wanted to make sure that's...
I wrote it down for you. Oh, how's the old? So what else is going on, Terry?
So, you know, this is just a busy time in terms of encouraging our community to come in, Greg, for the flu shot and the vaccine. But we're seeing a lot of folks come in for regular checkups, which is good. Our dental and behavioral health are seeing surges as well. So we're being kept pretty busy over there at the center. So.
Yeah, we notice, pardon me, Molly is stepping down.
Well, she's not stepping down. She is just retiring, you know. So,
well, isn't that stepping down?
Kind of. But, you know, she has been the face of the organization for 30 years.
Yeah.
As you know, we're ending nearing our 30-year celebration.
Right.
And Molly has been the leader for all 30 years. And so she's excited to look at a new chapter in life. I don't know if all of us are excited about her leaving, but she's really excited. And I think a new leader, when that person is picked, will bring some fresh perspective to the center as well.
You know, I go by the center a couple times a day, and it seems like the parking lot's always full. I mean, you guys are busy.
We are, and especially this time of the season. So with winter coming, you know, our walk-in clinic gets very, very busy, particularly in the evenings.
What about your 30-year celebration as it continues?
So it is continuing. We're wrapping up the 30-year with a art and photo contest. I was on air with you before talking about that.
Yeah.
We've extended the deadline till January 20th. We want to encourage folks to go on our website at centerforfamilyhealth.org under events and sign up and you know, compete. We're going to be giving away thousands and thousands of dollars for prizes. So, yeah.
That should get people to the website.
Greg, are you going to put in an art
I'm
exhibit?
I'm not a real artist, but I do like money.
I do too, but I'm exempted.
Yeah.
So,
Kelly, thanks for coming out today. And
thank you.
Performing your duties here. Appreciate it. Terry, keep up the good work.
Thank you. We will. You know, we have a dedicated and committed staff. Kelly is one of our committed staff members, but we have lots of others who are wanting to serve and help folks be healthy in our community.
Terry Langston and Kelly Simpson from the Center for Family Health.